Today's daf is daf ches. We got to the very bottom of Zayin and Rebbe, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, HaMapelas la'or shmonim ve'echad. So there's a din when it comes to a yoledes, that she has to bring a carbon yoledes after it's complete. So there's dam tame and there's dam tohar. So when it comes to a boy, if she gives birth to a boy, the din is that first she's tame for 7 days, and then the next 33 days, even if she sees dam, that is tahor. And when it comes to giving birth to a girl, so she's tame for the first 14 days, everything's doubled, and then the next 66 days, any dam she sees is tahor. So that totals 80 days. So with respect to a girl, so after 80 days, so on the 81st day, she brings a carbon yoledes. So the question becomes, the Mishnah describes here, HaMapelas la'or shmon me'echa. Let's say she's a chayv of carbon yoledes. And then she gets pregnant again. And then 81 days after giving birth the first time, she miscarries. So this is the second birth. So if it was on 81st day itself, she's ma'pelas during the daytime, everyone would agree she has to bring a separate carbon of the miscarriage. One from the previous Leda and one from the current one. Since it came to the 81st day where she's chayv a carbon of the first Leda, and then she miscarries, she has to bring a second carbon. But let's say it took place at nighttime, the night of the 81st, going to the 81st day, and then she miscarries. The question is that included in the first carbon of your leathers? Or no, that's already considered the 81st day where she's chayv a separate carbon. So the Mishnah explains, HaMapelas la'or shmonim ve'echad, she miscarries the 81st night, or the night of the 81st, Beishamai potrin min ha'karbon, Beishamai says she's potter. Because since it wasn't a time that was roi for carbon, we know you can't bring carbonus until the daytime, so she was never chayiv separately from the first leda, because it wasn't the daytime. U'beisil mechayiv, and Beisil says no. Even though it wasn't the daytime, once the 81st night comes, she's chayiv a carbon from the first leda, and now that she miscarries, she's chayiv yet a second carbon. So Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai Maishna or Shmonim Ve'echad. So Beis Hillel explains to Beis Shammai, what's the difference of the night of the 81st versus Miyom Shmonim Ve'echad versus the daytime of the 81st? Im Shiva Lo Lutuma Lo Yishu La Carbon. If the halacha is that the night and day of the 81st is the same regarding tuma, it should also be the same regarding carbon. What does that mean? So any blood she sees between day 15 and day 80, that blood is a tahor, no question about it. But if she sees dam the 81st night, then that dam is going to be considered tame. So once the nighttime transitions into a tuma, dam tuma, so too should transition into a chiv carbon. And therefore, already at nighttime, it's a separate carbon, says Beis Hillel. So Amru Lam Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says back to him, lo, not true. So if you're going to say she miscarried during the daytime, the 81st bayom, shekein yatzal l'shah, she ruy l'havi b'karbon. During the daytime is a moment where she's ruy to bring a carbon. You bring carbonos bayom. So that makes sense to me during the daytime. But tomer b'mapelas l'or shmonim ve'echad, will you extend that to the nighttime? Shelo yatzal l'shah, she ruy l'havi b'karbon. At nighttime, it's not ruy for carbon. So since she can't bring a carbon at nighttime, she's not chayiv carbon the first time. So you can't say it's a separate carbon. So Amar Hillel Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, yeah, is it really all about what's ro'oy to bring a carbon? V'alo ma'pelos yom shmonim ve'echad shechal lios b'shabbos tochiach. Let's say the 81st day falls out on a Shabbos, and on a Shabbos, she can't bring a carbon yachid, so therefore we're going to say that if she miscarries in that case, will you say that she's not chayv two separate carbonos, since she was miscarried on a day that's not roi for carbon, because it's Shabbos? She'll yatzel l'shah, she rule avi for carbon, and yet, u chayv is carbon. So too, don't be bothered by at nighttime if she's in Mapelas. Even though it's not actually, you're not able to technically bring, but there still is a theoretical chiyuv that exists already at nighttime of the 81st. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, lo, not true. That case, I'll agree if the 81st day falls out on Shabbos. Even though Shabbos day is not a time where a carbon yachid may be brought, but roi la carbon sibor, it's a time where a carbon sibor may be brought, like the Talmud and the Musaf. So it is a shasha ruya, and therefore she is takachayiv in carbon yachid at that point. Tomer, but you're going to extend that b'mapelas la'or shmonim ve'echad to the nighttime of the 81st, where she'en halayla roi lo carbon yachav lo carbon tzibor, it's not roi for any carbon, and therefore if the mapelas takes place b'layla, says Beis Shammai, she's not chayv a separate carbon. And the Mishnah concludes, this is the end of Zayin and Mabez, Hadamim Einim Ochichim, and don't look to prove from the dam and the fact that she's tamei at nighttime, the 81st night she's already tamei, the dam is tamei, because she'en mapelas b'soch melos. Let's say a woman is mapelas within 80 days earlier. damet tmeim. So let's say we said between day 15 and day 80, any dam she sees is tahor. But let's say she miscarries on day 60, for example. That blood would certainly be metame her. It changes tuma, and yet she's still p'turim in a carbon. She's not chayv a separate carbon because that's still part of the first carbon yoledes. So we have such a model where the tuma can change, but the chayv carbon doesn't exist. Okay, so that was a pretty long Mishnah. Let's begin Daf Ches itself now. So the Gemara says.
So the whole machloket is not so much if she's chayav or not, but if you're chayav at a time that you cannot bring a korban, right? That's between basically another time.
If you're chayav at a time where you can't bring a korban.
That's basically the whole machloket.
Exactly. So Gemara now says, Tanya, Amru Lem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Harehu Omer, it says, Libas, which is Lerabos, or Lishmon Ve'echad. What's the basis of Beis Hillel's understanding? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It says, Uvimelos Yimei Tahara, Leven O Levas. Levas is extra there. Why does it say Levas? Lerabos, or Shmon Ve'echad. To include even the nighttime. Even though the nighttime isn't Roy for carbon, it's a special Gzeres HaKasuf. So Gemara tells an interesting, somewhat of a maisa, that Rabbi Oshaya Havashchiach Kamei de Bar Kapara. Rabbi Oshaya was a Talmud and learned in front of his Rebbe Bar Kapara. And Shafke, one time Rabbi Oshaya felt like he graduated from his Rebbe Rav Oshaya, Rav Bar Kapara rather. But also Kamei de Rabbi Chia. And Rabbi Oshaya went to learn under the tutelage of Rabbi Chia. So Yom Achad, one day, Pagabay, they met each other. Rabbi Oshaya, the old Talmud, met his old Rebbe Bar Kapara. So he asked Bar Kapara, what's the din of a Zav Shera Shalosh Rios Bilel Shmini? The din is if a Zav sees one time, he's a Balkari, he waits the night and goes to the mikveh that night. If he sees 2 days, so then he has to wait Shivan Akim, but there is no carbon. If he sees 3 times, a Zav has to wait Shivan Akim, and on day 8, he brings a carbon. So let's say he's a Zav and has to bring a carbon, but he doesn't bring it yet until 7 days have passed. So now 7 days have passed. Now it's Leil Shemini, so the night of the 8th. So the next day he'd have to bring a carbon. But that night he sees another 3 times as a Zav. Do those second groupings of 3 require a second carbon? So the Gemara explains. Zav, who's already a Zav of Baal Shalosh Rios, sees another Ra'a Shalosh Rios Bilel Shemini. Ma Beis Hillel Omen Bedavar Zeh. What's Beis Hillel's Shita with regards to this? Do we say Tamayu de Beis Hillel b'mapelas b'layla and Mishum dechsev lebas? The only reason why by Yoledis we acknowledge a night time of the 81st being Roy for carbon, there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv lebas. What, but with respect to Azov, of Alzov, Shira, Shalosh Rios, Bilel Shmini, Patri. To Lom Miasre Kra, there is no extra Pasuk. So in this case, the Leil Shmini of Azov would not be Chayvi separate carbon. Odilma Loshna, perhaps there's no difference. We can learn Azov from a Yoledis. So that was a question Rabbi Oshaya had asked his old Rebbe Bar Kapar. So Amrlei Bar Kapar, the old Rebbe responds back, Uma Bavli Omer B'davar Zeh. What is the Bavli Rebbe Chia, your new Rebbe who you went to? What's he saying this matter? So he sounds like he's a little bit insulted about this. And Ishak Rabbi Oshaya of Lo Amr Klom Rabbi Oshaya didn't have a response and he stayed quiet. So Amrlei Rabbi Oshaya then, after thinking about it, he said, Bar Kapara Tzrichan the Divrei Iya. Iya, you need the Iya, which is Chia. So unclear whether Iya was a derogatory way of referring to Rabbi Chia, or perhaps he couldn't pronounce the Ches, the Chia, it's an Iya. But he says, you need Rabbi Chia to answer the question for you. Okay, fine. So, Nachzer al-Rishono, so Rabbi Oshai, so let's go back to the beginning. Harehu Omer, it says, by Yoledes, it says the word Lebas, Lerabos, or Shmonim Ve'echa, that they're Chayiv in a separate carbon already by the nighttime, according to Beis Hillel. So, Neima Ketanai, let's say this is really Machlokas Tanayim. Zav Shira Shalosh Rios Bilel Shemini. Zav, who now sees another group of 3 Rios the night of the 8th. So Tanakha, the one Brisa says, maybe one says you bring a separate carbon because it's ready the night leading into the Shemini where you chayv a carbon. But Tani Idach, Eina maybe, the other one says you don't bring a carbon since it wasn't the day of the 8th. So my lav, Tanahi, is it's not a machlokas Tanaim. The Hasani, the Brisa tells us, maybe the one who brings that Kesavar Laila Ein Mechazizman. At nighttime, it's not called Mechuser Zman. At nighttime, you can already view it as being the daytime. It's already by Yom now. And therefore, you're ready to have a carbon at night. So there would be a separate carbon for seeing 3 Rios Bilel Shemini. But Havdatani, the Brisa that says, Ein, maybe, you don't bring a separate carbon, because of Laila Mechuser Zman. That the nighttime is considered Mechuser Zman. It's considered lacking time. And it's not a time of Roy for carbon. So you're not Chayv a separate carbon just yet. So that's the initial understanding of this machlokas. And then comes along Amar of Huna Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar. No. Hani Tanai Savri Laila Mechuser Zman. Everybody agrees the nighttime is considered Mechuser Zman, and you're not chayv a separate carbon. For Havdatanya, maybe the one who holds you are you do bring a separate carbon. He holds it's a case bizav bal shtei rios. So it's talking about a zav initially who saw two rios, and all he has to do is wait shivan akim. He's not chayav a carbon. But then leil shemini he sees a third time. So now he sees three new times. Now he's chayav a carbon. Okay, because he's never chayav a carbon in the first case. Again, a zav bal shtei rios who waits shivan akim. He's now tahor. So now nighttime he sees three times. He's a zav and brings a carbon, which is an obvious case. The Gemara is going to address, of course, he brings a separate carbon. There's no carbon to even speak of beforehand. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. But that's the case where he says, maybe carbon, for seeing shlosh rios. For Hadatanya, the brisa that says, ain, maybe he doesn't bring a separate carbon, is a situation, bezov, baal shalosh rios. A person who initially was a zov, baal shalosh rios, and now leil shemini, he sees another set of three, that's all subsumed under one carbon, that's where he says, ain, maybe, he doesn't bring a new carbon. So Gemara says, if it's talking about a case of Zav Baal Shtei Rios, where he's initially only saw twice, and seven Nikim passed, and now Leil Shemini, he sees another three, so of course he brings a new carbon. There's never a carbon to speak of when he uses Zav Baal Shtei Rios. My Lamemer, what's the Chiddush here? And the Gemara explains, the Chiddush is, HaKamash Malan, Davka Ra B'Leil Shemini. Only if he sees three times the night of the eighth, is he Chayv a carbon now. Aval B'Yamama, if he saw on the seventh day itself, the last of the Shivan Akim, lo, you cannot add that third Riyah to the previous two he saw. Why? The Kesavar, Kol Riyah Shesoseres, Einem Mevili De Karbon. When you say three Riyos, that's Chayva Karbon, it can't be a Riyah that cancels out the Shivan Akim. I mean, once a guy's about Shtei Rios, and he starts to count the Shivan Akim, and then he sees a third time a Ziva during the Shivan Akim, and it breaks up the Shivan Akim, that's only viewed as being so Shivan Akim, but it can't be viewed as also connecting and combining with the initial two Riyos he saw, and that doesn't lead to a carbon. So what we're learning from this din is, but if he does see the third Riyah on the Leil Shemini, then we would view that as being a separate carbon.
But once he saw first day Riyos, so he was Tommy, but he wasn't high of a carbon.
Exactly.
Then on the seventh, what happens on the seventh?
Day seven, he sees three Rios.
Okay.
But since those three Rios are viewed as being Soser, at least the first one being Soser Shivan Akim, he has to start all over again now. That's not, cannot be counted.
So basically, that the first of the third one is cancelled out and he only has two.
Exactly.
If he would see one more, he would be higher.
Exactly, right.
If he would see four.
Exactly, right.
Okay.
I think that's the understanding. But then the Gemara says, Amarava, b'mayo kim tilahad tanya. Why do we establish that brisa which said ein mevi bezav baal shalosh rios? We said that there's a situation if a zav sees three rios, the shmini, the din was he doesn't bring. Why? Because that's talking about a guy who was already chayv in the first place because of shlosh rios. Fine. So how can we establish that in brisa as a case of a zav baal shalosh rios? Listen, why don't you explain the mishnah, the brisa rather, to be about gavei chamesh mevi'in karbon echad al averus harbe. We know that there are situations where a person could bring one carbon, and that could cover multiple carbonos. So so a person who sees three rios balayla, he's not chayv a separate din. So once that's the case, why not teach this brisa on the list of the mishnayos of gavi chamisha mevi'in carbon echad? There's individuals, there are five examples, that they could bring one carbon, and that could cover all multiple averos. So here as well, you should say there's a case of a zav bal shalosh rios, shira shalosh rios belayel chamishi, he's chayv just one carbon. Why isn't that mentioned in the mishnah later on a daf tes? The Gemara says a lo psik because it's not a categorical case. It's not every case will be like this when a person sees shalosh rios. Meaning what? Dam Rabbi Yochanan ra achas belayla. Let's say he sees one riyah. The guy is a zav bal shalosh rios already. He's chayv a carbon. He counts shivan akim leil chamish leil shmini. Rather, he sees once. The next day on the eighth day itself. Shaim bayom, he sees two during the daytime. The din is you do bring a carbon in that case. Since two of them were during the daytime, we assume it viewed as even the third nighttime was viewed during the daytime. It's all going to follow the roof. But if a case of Ishtayim Belayla, if he saw two Belayl Shmini, and then Achas Bayom, and the third one was during the daytime, we say Eino maybe, because then the third one during the daytime really is dragged into the nighttime, since Rov was saw at nighttime. So since seeing three Belayl, or three total, partially on the Leil Chayavich Shemini is not so clear. It depends on the situation, how it's broken up. They didn't want to teach a confusing case on the Mishnah later on. But Einachanami, if you saw three, or even if you saw two times at night time, and the third was Bayom, Einachanami, it would be included under the first carbon he has to bring as a Zav Baal Shalosh Rios. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explains, Teda, I'll bring your proof, the achas belaylo shayim b'yom maybe, that if he sees once at night of Leil Shemini and twice during the day of Shemini, he does bring a carbon. Why? Dehari iya rishona shivchas zer b'alma. If a guy sees one emission, that's simply a balkari. He's a shivchas zera, and tumah shivchas zera. He's chai, he just tummy one day, and he goes to the mikvah. That's one. But if he sees two other times, so then you could be mistarif even the first emission, even though the first riyah was only a balkari, but once he sees two more times, that actually includes it as a Torah ziva and changes the status. So here as well, even though he saw it at nighttime, if later on he sees two times, those two times by Yom will drag the one first time, Balayla, and make it part of the Yom, the daytime. Just like by the three Re'ios, the two later ones are able to drag the Shifra Zera as Ziva, so to the two daytimes could drag the Laila emission as part of the Yom. That's the concept Rav Yosef is trying to prove. So Amar Rav Sheish is Bered Rav Idi Midi Irya. Could you compare the case of adding the first Re'i of Shifra Zera to the other two, to the same thing as nighttime to the two Bayom? Re'iya Rishona Shozav Chazi Bizman Chiyuva. When the guy saw the first Ziva, he saw it in the time where he's Chayv during, you know, he's Chayv Tuma. He saw it, whatever, Bayom or whatever the din was. He's Lavgav Dafkwa Bayom, but Bizman Chayv. But Achas Balayla, but when you see once at nighttime, Bileil Shemini, that initial Re'iya was Kevin de Lobizman Chiyuva Chazi. He saw it at a time where it wasn't Roy for carbon, it wasn't Roy for Tuma yet. So therefore, we could completely ignore the Lila one that doesn't drag with the two that we saw during the day. Ilav Dashmin and Rabbi Yochanan de Mitzarif, Havamina Lo Tistarif. So Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying back to Rabbi Yosef, don't say it's such an obvious situation, because it's not obvious. You can't compare the case of Laila following the two daytimes to the case of a Shifcha Zera following the two additional emissions. And therefore, since it's not obvious, we do need Rabbi Yochanan's statement to tell me that the Laila does follow the two that are so seen by Yom Hashmini. So the Gemara now says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Mechutzer Zman. Is that really true that we said above that Rabbi Yochanan felt that nighttime is considered mechusar zman, and therefore it's not a zman that's roi for carbon? Is that really true that Rabbi Yochanan holds that way? V'hamar Chizkiya, doesn't Chizkiya teach us? Nitma bayom mevi, let's say the guy became tamei bayom hashmini, so then he has to bring a carbon. If it's balayla, if he becomes tamei balayla, so then he ain't a mevi, he doesn't bring a carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Amar afil balayla, even if he sees the three re'ios balayla b'leil shemini, he would be chayv a second carbon. Maybe, why? Because he holds layla of leil shemini is not mechusar zman. It's considered a zman, a royal carbon. So this is a steer within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no. Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that his din, b'shtayim balayla, v'achas bayom, ain't mevi, when he says not to bring, when you see two at nighttime, you don't bring, the divrei omer, that's according to the ones who hold mechusar zman, layla is mechusar zman. But he himself personally holds that layla is not mechusar zman, and that's how he actually paskins. So when he had these two siras, one is when he's referring to himself, one is when he's explaining the other shita that holds layla is mechusar zman. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to teach us his din? The divrei omer, the one who holds that layla is mechusar zman, pshita. It's obvious if the guy sees two times balayla and once bayom, of course he doesn't bring. If that's layla's zman mechusar zmanu. So Gemara says no. Ra achas balayla ushtayim bayom. We didn't have to teach me the din of shtayim balayla and achas bayom. That was obvious that he's not chayv a carbon at all. But we have to teach a din of ra achas balayla if he only sees once at nighttime and shtayim bayom he sees twice during the day. It's rich. Because I would have thought Ma'al Desema came into Lav Izman Chiyuva Kachadilai, since the first time he didn't see, it was nighttime, it wasn't Izman Chiyuva yet, I would say Lo Tetzarif, it shouldn't join with the two that are seen by Yom Hashmini. In this case, since two are seen by Yom, even the one by Laila can be joined together with the two by Yom, and he would be Chayv a separate carbon Zav.
So we didn't say that everybody agrees at the end that Laila is
not
Chusar Zman?
No.
Rav Huna said that.
That's what Rav Huna said, but Rav Yochanan himself holds that Laila is not.
Laila is not.
Right.
So So that's the whole base on Achlokas, it ends up being in that.
That's that, and also the other explanation was the drasha labas. The bas also.
The bas is for your leather.
Yeah, for your exactly. That's the
not for Zav.
Right. So at least Beis Hillel Shammai, the question is either is it Levas as part of the drasha or it's about Laila being mechusar zman. Those are the
right.
Two.
One or the other.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Daf Ches. Ha'isha sheyesha le'asavik chamesh leidos. Let's say a woman had five instances of miscarriages, which she wasn't sure exactly what the vlad was. So she's chayv or not. She's not sure if she's chayv or not. The din is or it's a safek chamesh zivos, or a situation where a woman wasn't sure when she saw three rios of dam, whether it was yimei ziva or yimei nida. And the din is mevia carbon echad. In these instances of a sveikos, you have to just bring one carbon on the safek and ochelas bezvachim, and then that permits her for eating to eat carbonos. Even though she has five different sveikos, all you have to do is bring one, and ve'ena shar alechova. And the other four sveikos, whether it be ziva, whether it be yoledes, those are not obligations. It's enough to bring one carbon for all the sveikos. You can combine all the sveikos together, and she could go ahead and eat the kachu. Chamesh zivos vados. If it's that she should chayv five vada, she knows she was ziva five different instances, and she never brought karbanos. So the din is, or chamesh leidos vados, she gave birth five times, and they're all vlad kayamos. She should chayv a karbon each time. The din is mevia karbon echad veochelas bezvachim. She may bring one karbon, and that would permit her to eat karbanos kazvachim. But in this instance, by vados shar halechova, she has an obligation. She has an outstanding debt. She has to eventually bring the other four karbanos, but those don't prevent her from eating the kachim. One's enough to be matir kachim, the others are simply chiyuvim. The Gemara now in the Mishnah goes on to say, Maisa she'amdu kinim b'yushalayim b'dinei zahav. Once it got to a point where the buying the baskets, the nests, the two birds that were brought for karbanos of a yoledes and the others that have to bring two birds became very expensive. That for two birds was of a diner zav, which was very, very expensive. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ha'maon hazeh, he took a shua lo alin halayla ad sheyihu b'dinarim. He wasn't going to sell any of the selling of any of the kinim until they go down in price to a dinar, which is only a silver coin. Besof nichnas in the end, the base din vilimed. In the end, he taught a din that ha'isha sheyesh ala chamesh leidos vados, chamesh zivos vados, maybe carbon echad veochelas bezvachim ve'ein hashar alech yechova. He changed the halacha and he said a woman who's chayv five vados only has to bring one, and the other four are no longer obligated. So now the demand went down, and since the demand went down, the price went down, and v'amdu kinim b'yom ha'hu b'rvasayim. It went down to only half a dinar, which is a reviyasayim. That was the price. So that was a game he played in terms of economics to bring the price down. And he's able to move around the halach as well in doing so. So Gemara now quotes a price, a Tanur Rabbanan. Chamesh leidos v'adai, chamesh zivos safek. Let's say woman's chayv, five vadai for leidos, and five sveikos of ziva. Oh, chamesh leidos vadai, v'chamesh leidos safek. So either a group of five vadais and a group of five sveikos. So the din is, mevi'ah shtei kinim, she has to bring two different kinim. Two kinim, two separate sets of birds, so a total of four birds. Achas al vadai, one kin is brought on the vadaos. V'achas, one of them is al hasafek, is brought on the group of the safek. Shavadai necheles, the cane that's brought for the vadai, that's eaten by the kohanim. Vashar alechov, and she still has to bring the four other ones for the vados. Those are outstanding chayuvim. And shasavik, the one that's brought for the five sveikos, eino necheles, that, although it's brought as a carbon, is not eaten by the kohanim, kodis hasavik. Ve'eina shar alechov, and the remaining four sveikos are not, no chayuvim. So comes along now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he argues and says, no. Omer, al vadai tomer al ha'achrona betifater. On the vadai cases, it's enough to say just on the last one she's chayv to bring a carbon, and that last one, that one will exempt having to bring the other four vados. Shel safek, he says, im yesh vadai benem, if there's a vadai amongst the sveikos, like in the case we just described, so tomer al vadai betifater. She only has to bring one basket for the vadai, and that will even cover the sveikos. So only one is enough for all 10, even for the five vadais and the five sveikos. Vim lav, if it's not, if there is no vadai amongst the sveikos, so tomer, you should say, al achas mem, just bring one for the safek, vitzifat, and that exempts the other four sveikos. So that's shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you only have to bring one, and that's going to cover all the vados and all the sveikos together. Comes along yet a third shita, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bein al-Vadai, Bein al-Safek, Tomer al-Achas mehem fitifater. So when it comes, whether it's the Vadai, whether it's a case of Safek, you bring just one, and you don't have to bring any other karbanos. So whoever wants to understand, what is the machlokas here? Amr le-Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le-Rav Papa, Eimalach mashmei de-Rava, Hani tanai b'mai pligi. What is the machlokas here between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara explains the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, midamei lahon, lechatas. He compares the karbanos isha to that of a karban chatas. Demand the chayv chamesh chatos, the one who's chayv of five chatos. So adam isi kul, he has to bring all them, v'sof mechaper lo, but when he brings just one, one's mechaper them. So even though there's a chiv to bring all them, in the end of the day, it's when you bring the last one that you're chayv, that they're rather completely mechaper. Hachanami lo shana. So to the last one, you're mechaper all the other karbanos. So really, it's the last one that's the key. That's Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva medami lahon letvil. So he understands this to be like a tvila, and he says, demand the machayev chamesh tvilos, the one who has to bring five tvilos doesn't have to dip in five times. The guy is tamei five different times. You go to the mikvah once, and that covers all them. Kevin the tava chada zimna, itar, hachanami lo shana. Here as well, there is no difference, and therefore it's enough to just simply bring one carbon for all of them. And the Gemara then says, so Amar Le Rapapa, Rapapa says, Isak Adaitach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the Chadas Medamile. So if you really think Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thinks that we're comparing the Karbanos of an Isha to that of a Chatas, so Amai Shal Safek, O Tomer Alachas Me'em Tifater. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, if you bring just one, you should be Pater? So that doesn't make sense, because by a Chatas, Ilamandim Mechayev Chamesh Hashamos Tulim, a one who's Chayev five different Hashamos, Hashem Tali Safek. The guy brings one Ashim Toloi. Is he pater on all the karbanos Ashim? Not true. Vatan, the Brisa says, Zeklal. Kol shechalukas bechatos, chalukim beshamos. Just like the chalukim, a person's chayiv multiple chatos, he has to bring separate karbanos. So to buy an Ashim Toloi, if there are multiple Ashim Toloi, you have to bring all multiple Ashim Toloi. So you can't compare the use of Ashim Toloi in a chatas as a model for the din of a safek by an isha. By safek by an isha, we say one's enough to cover all the sveikos. But that's not because it's compared to chatas and Ashim Toloi, because that's a very different din. So the Gemara concludes, really, you're right. Elo the chuyama l'tfilos medamilun. Everybody agrees that a carbon yoledes and a carbon zava, all those are compared to a tefillah and a mikvah. Ubechoshishin lipshia kemifki. They're arguing about whether or not you're concerned that you might be poshe. Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar chayshin lipshia. So if we say all you really have to bring is the last carbon, and that's mechaper you, and there are others remain a outstanding chiyah for you. So we're concerned, we tell her that, so then she's going to not bring the other karbanos, because now she got the kapara. And therefore, he says you have to bring all the karbanos, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Kiva savar lo chashin lipshir. We're not concerned, and therefore, even though we tell her just bring one, that's sufficient, and now you're mechaper and you're tower, we're not concerned it's going to lead to forgetting about bringing the other karbanos, vadai, and hadron lach, shloshim vishesh. Okay, let's begin now the new parak, the second parak of Maseches Krisos here on Daf Amud Beis. Mishnah, Amud goes much quicker, I think. The Mishnah begins as follows: Arba Mechusei Kapara. There are four instances, four individuals who are Mechusei Kapara, which means that they have to bring a karban in order to complete the process of the tahara. V'arba u'mevi'in al azadon. There are four instances where a person brings a karban even on azadon kishogeg. Typically, only a shogeg requires a karban, but there are four examples where even zadon brings a karban, and we'll go through each of those. Ve'iluhein. The following are the four Mechusei Kapara. Hazav, who sees three times, Hazav brings a carbon. Vazava, a woman who brings a carbon, she sees dam when she shouldn't expect to see it. Hayoladis brings a carbon. Vametzora also brings a carbon as part of the Tara process. These are the four Mechusei Kapara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he adds a ger Mechusei Kapara as well. Achi Yizrak Olav Adam, until he gets sprinkling of blood, until he brings a carbon Ola to complete his geris, he's also considered Mechusei Kapara. And Nazir as well is a fifth, a rather sixth instance, Leyeno Vitekalachs of Tumaso. And Nazir is also Mechusei Kapara, but when he completes his process of the Nazirus, he has to bring a carbon as well. And until then, he's not allowed to drink wine or get a haircut or be Mitame. So there are four, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov adds another two, that of a ger and a Nazir. So Gemara explains, Maishna Zava Zava Dimani Lu Betrain. When it came to the Zava Zava, we count them as two separate people, the male and the female, when they see emissions that they shouldn't be seeing. So Mishum de Chaluka Tumasa, because the dinim are very different. The Zav and Zava, that Zav lo metami bonus. A Zav does not, if he sees something, he ate food that he had to hear her that caused a certain emission, that's called ones, that's not metame a zav, as opposed to a zava, if she sees dam, regardless of the reason, it is metame laziva. The Sani, the Braisa tells us, Mibsaro. When it comes to a man, it says in the Pasuk, Ish kiyezov Mibsaro. Mibsaro, velo machmas onto. It has to come, more natural, if you will. And if it's an ones, so then it's not considered tumaziva. And it's metame berios, kibiyamim, that if a male sees three emissions, even if it's all on the same day, it's based on re'ios, not based on days. And as opposed to the Tani, the Braisa tells us, Tala kasev as a zacha berios, as in the cave of biyamim. But a female, if she sees blood three times on one day, that's all considered one re'ia. She needs to see three re'ios on three separate days to create a din of a zava gedol. And ve'ila, as in the cave of biyamim, v'zava mitami be'ones v'lo mitami be'rios kibiyamim. So since the chilukim in tuma, that's why they have to separate a zav versus a zava as two different examples of a muchos kapara. But according to this logic, mitzora mitzoras nami, the female and a male mitzora have different halachas, chaluk and tumason. The mitzora ton prima, a mitzora, a male who has tzaras, has to undo his hair and tear his clothing, kidichsiv, begodav you frumim, virosha yiparu, the pasuk says. And also, asir betash v'shamita, it says in the pasuk, v'yashim michutz la'olo, he sits outside of his tent. However, the mitzaras, a female who has tzaras, eino tuna prima, she doesn't need to expose her hair, she doesn't need to tear her clothing. The sanya ain li elish, I only know the halach is applied to a male. Ishim and Ayin, how do you know a woman? Because she only have a hatzarua, a reikan shenayim. That's included. Im kain matam alomar ish, why does it say male? Nitko hakasev, minin shalmala, nin shamata. Lomar, to tell me that what? Ish pari pari, even though a woman is subject to the tumas saras, regarding one din, there's a chiluk. Ish parea parem, but ve'ein isha paras uparamas. And number three, a third difference between a mitzara and mitzaras is muteres mitashmir mitiv. If she's mitzaras and her husband's not, tashmish is permitted for them. As it says, shenemar v'yosh michutz lo'alo shivas yamim v'lo shmichutz lo'alo. If she's a mitzaras, there is no iser tashmish amita. So therefore, since they're chilukim by mitzora and mitzaras, why didn't the Mishnah say hilkach nimne mitrein? They should be separate as two separate ones. There should be zav, zava, mitzora, mitzaras, and then on top of that also yoledes. There should be really five mechusay kabara. So the Gemara says no, because zav is zava ikar tumasin hachaluka. The zav is zama the ikar tuma. The way to become tame, the rios kiyamim, the ones versus nanos. That's the fundamental way to become tame. That's a big chiluk. As opposed to mitzora mitzaras. The neged saras, the color, the size, that's the ikr, that's all the same. That which is different are only details, hai v'hai kigrisu, and therefore, since the ikr tumasim is the same, we combine mitzora and mitzaras together. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, ger, mechusar, he added ger and nazir to the list of mechusar kapara, the Tanakama, my time, alo tani ger. Why didn't our Mishnah include ger on the list? We're only including things that allow them, when there's their need for carbon for the tar process, to allow them to eat a carbon, to eat in kachim. But a ger, kimaisi, carbon, lachshui nafshe limeil bakal. The function of a ger bring a carbon is not to permit him to eat carbonos, it's much greater than that. Him bring a carbon is to allow him to enter into Kleisel to complete his gerish process, and therefore, since the nature of the carbon of a ger is very different than those listed, we left it off the list. The Nazir, my time alotani, why didn't our Tanakam include Nazir? Because sof, Nazir, nami, ki my sin in carbon, lishuri, lemisha, yain, dechulun, havi. So the reason why a Nazir brings a carbon is not to allow him to eat a kudshim. The reason he brings one is to allow him to eat wine and to get a haircut and all the other things that were once ushered to him, and therefore, since again the ger is different in nature, it wasn't listed as one of the mechusrei kapar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he felt the katani Nazir, he did include Nazir, lemishrei, nafshei, So if the whole point is because since it's permitting him to eat to drink wine, so then that which is only chulin, yet still he included this on the list. Why didn't he teach nisei nami nazir tame? A nazir becomes tame now needs to start the process all over again. He first needs to wait till he's tahor and has to bring a carbon. Then he starts all over again. So isn't that also a nazir tame is different than a nazir tahor? So the Gemara says ki kai misin carbon lemechel Allah nazirus patara. Because when he brings a carbon, it's not to allow him to drink wine or any kachim. The reason why a nazir tameh brings a carbon is in order that the nazirus patara should start all over again, and that is very much different in nature than the nazir tahor, and that's why even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov left nazir tameh off of his list. But in reality, there are really seven examples. Really eight, if you want to say mitzorah, mitzaras. There's zav, zava, you'll have this. Mitzorah, mitzaras. There's ger. There's nazir tahor and nazir tameh. So if you really want to ask a trick question, there are eight mechusei kapara in theory. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan. Ger me'ukav lechel b'kachim achi yavi eskino. A ger, and even though he had mila and tvila and mekabel ol mechus ol mitzvos, he still is not allowed to kachim until he actually brings his carbon. Heavy prey to achas. Let's say he brings his cane, and there are two birds, and he only brings one of the birds right now. So b'shachris, in the morning, one animal is brought as a carbon, and ochel b'kachim l'erev, he's allowed to eat in the evening, he can eat kachim. It's enough to have one, even though he's bringing the second one, has to bring the second bird later on, still one bird is enough to allow him to eat the kachim. So then the Gemara says, Kol hakinim shebetorah, all the kinim mentioned in the Torah, zav, zava, and yoleh, there's all of these, echad chatas ve'echad ola, it's always one is an ola, and one of the birds is a chatas. However, kan, with regards to a ger, shtei an olas. This is unique that both karbanos are karbanos ola. The Gemara says, hevi chavasa min ha-behema. Let's say the ger has to bring, we know the ger must bring a karban. And we said before, he only brings one karban. The reason why he brings two animals is because a cane, a basket, is always viewed as two. You always have to bring two birds together. So that, since you brought, you need to bring a bird, he has to bring two at one, but you really only have to be makir of one bird, and the other one just kind of gets put later on. But really, it's all about bringing one animal. So let's say instead of bringing the oaf amongst the two ofos, he decides to bring a behema, a big cow. So the Gemara says it, im hevi, it says if he does bring yatzis, yotze, it works. The question, lichachila. So it doesn't sound like, from the Lashon, it doesn't sound like it's lichachila. I don't know if it's lichachila, but this is, if it's done, then it's accepted at a bidyavid at least. And let's say the ger brings two karbanos. He brings all of a shlamim, and then he's yatze as well. But if he brings a mincha, vishlamim, and he doesn't bring an ola, then lo yatze. Because the din is he has to bring an ola. That has to be. Whether it's an ola's oaf or an ola's behema, must be an ola. But to bring a shlamim, to bring a mincha, any of that, so then that wouldn't work. So then the Gemara says, lo amru kain ella lahakel. The only reason why, the Gemara explains, the only reason why we said to bring a cane, a basket of birds, is just make it easier. It's much cheaper than a behema. But if the ger chooses lichatchila to bring a behema and spend more money, call kavod, we say, okay, great, we'll accept your carbon. So then the Gemara says, Maishna mincha v'shlamim delo yatzah. How come we said above that if the ger decides to bring a mincha or shlamim, it doesn't work? Because it says with regards to the ger, kashir ta'asu kein yasa. So what's the drash here? So ma'atem, just like when we were in Har Sinai, ola v'shlamim, we brought ola v'shlamim. It says in the pasuk, and this is in Mishpatim, I believe, v'yishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos v'yizbechu zvachem v'shlamim l'ashem parim. So just like when we became gerim, if you will, at Har Sinai, we brought ola and shlamim, af ger ola u'shlamim. So imkain, if that's the case, chavaso achas min behema lo tiska lebegave. So if you need to bring both an ol and a shlamim, so when you bring just one behema, so how come that's good enough? Don't you have to bring also a shlamim? So the Gemara says the haksiv kasher tasu ken yase, exactly how it was done. So how come one ol or one behema is sufficient? Where's the shlamim?
But the same question should be on the ofos because the ofos are still all those anyways.
The in echanami. So the Gemara answers though, Amra Papa. Yeshlomar laofis rabbe. If the Torah allowed you to bring just one oaf, one ola, that's sufficient. So the os behema lo koshigain. In a chami, you're right. But since we have a din earlier that the chazal was very makel with one ola, even though you're right, fundamentally you should really bring two, an ola and a behema. But chazal wanted to be makel for the bird, for the ger. So just like you're makel in terms of which type of animal, and also makel in terms of how many animals, so too by the behema, it's sufficient to bring just one ola as well. So then, once we're being makel on the ola, that again really should bring two, an ola and a shlamim behema. We're makel, that's enough to bring one ola, and we're even makel to bring that ola could be an oaf. So once we're taking such a lenient perspective, ihachi afil minchanami. So let the ger just bring a mincha and be even more makel on the ger. So Gemara says miit kra. The pasuk says kain. It says by a ger again, reading the whole pasuk, v'chi yogur etchem ger, a'o asher besochem ledorosechem. One wants to be a ger, it says, v'asa isha reach nechach la'ashem, he must bring a carbon, the pasuk explains, kasher tasu kain yaseh. The word kain is limiting that we're not allowing any carbon to be brought, that we draw the line, a mincha, that's already too low. So then the Gemara says, of, heichas rabba. So where's the source? How do you know that a ger could bring an of? What's a pasuk? The pasuk clearly indicates he should bring an ola and shlamim, a behema that was brought in Har Sinai. What's the lima that an oaf is sufficient? So Gemara quotes a braisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, it says in that pasuk, kasher tasu kein yaseh, matem ola v'shlamim, afhu ola v'shlamim, shenemar kacham kager. So Menai L'Rabbo says, the oaf asks the braisa, tamalomar, isha reach nichach l'ashem. These words seem to be extra in the pasuk. The eza davar shekul Hashem. What's something that's ola Hashem? Havi omer olas ha'of. Everything goes up. And olas behema, the din is the or goes to the kohanim. When it comes to the olas of, everything goes on the mizbech, and that's the drasha. Ishe reach nechach l'ashem. That's the drasha to allow for an ola. We'll just do one more line here. Top of Tesamin Aleph. Yachal, one might think, shani marbe afilu mincha. Once you're including even an oaf, maybe you should include even a mincha. Tamalomar kain, we have to draw the line somewhere. So we draw the line, we allow for an oaf, but we don't allow for a mincha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.